May it please the Court, I'm Robert Jobe, and I'm appearing today on behalf of the petitioner, Manpreet Singh Sra. In light of the government's motion to remand, I don't have a whole lot to say here. We all agree at this point that the case has to go back to the board. The real question is, what leeway is the board going to have on remand? And it's certainly our view at this point that the case should not simply go back for reconsideration, but rather the court should remand this case with directions that the board grant reopening, reinstate the appeal, and allow briefing, full briefing on the merits of the appeal. Before this court...
That the brief was submitted, and that the board, again, we have several different opinions here, but the board said that it had, that even with the brief, it would come to the same conclusion. So what are we sending it back for again?
Well, the board actually applied, the government agrees at this point, that the board applied the wrong standard in assessing prejudice, and full briefing was never really completed. I mean, we submitted a brief before the 90th day in this case, but we have other things that we'd like to say to the board.
I see. So you don't regard this as the brief that would have been filed had there been a reopener?
No.
I see.
Correct.
Okay.
So absent other questions, I guess I'll reserve the balance of my time.
Thank you.
May it please the Court. Again, we apologize for the late filing of the motion. The controlling precedent came to my attention after the case was assigned to me for argument. I think that it would be...
We do. I have to say that I really appreciate the fact that you have been going over these things and asking for the remands. It's
Pardon?
Useful. It's more useful if we're done sooner, but it's still useful.
So. Right. Well, that's what we figured, Your Honor. I mean, I was prepared to take whatever tongue-lashing I received. I mean, but we believe it's the right thing to do. And but the question of what happens on remand in this case, I think it would be proper to remand to allow the board to consider whether, assuming prejudice, there are what the court has called plausible grounds for relief here. And we believe that the board should have the benefit of this court's decisions, the intervening decision in Singh and Siong, to make a determination with respect to reopening and make a determination with respect to whether this petitioner has presented any plausible grounds for relief. And we know that the record is more complete in this case than in the Siong case, because there is a transcript, and the petitioner did submit, as Judge Berzon noted, a motion purporting to be the motion on appeal. Mr. Jobe has now stated that was not actually the motion on appeal that would have been filed, and I have no reason to disbelieve him, but at that time, it was styled motion on appeal, I believe, and the board.
Does that matter now?
It matters only that the board only in, if the court decides that remand is not necessary. In other words, if the court's going to deny the motion, then we would submit that this case. We've all agreed on remand.
We grant the motion.
I think it's important for the board to be able to say, does this petitioner present plausible grounds of relief to determine whether the prejudice has been rebutted? And I think that it did not have the standard, that articulation of that standard, when it decided the petitioner's case, and so it determined that there was not a prima facie case made. And I think that's the only point on which esteemed counsel and I disagree.
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding why you disagree. It seems to me
we disagree, Your Honor. The court's held that, and we agree that where the brief was not filed, that prejudice under this court's precedent will be presumed. And the court later, after we filed our brief. The court came down in the Singh and Siong cases, which we've 28J'd, in which one of which case, the Singh case, I believe, was in Mr. Jobe's reply brief, and for whatever reason, that did not come to the appropriate person's attention until later. So what I'm saying is
suggesting that a different standard might apply in a motion to reopen as to where the brief was filed?
No, Your Honor, not at all. Let me explain.
Why don't you just tell us what it is you disagree about?
We disagree with this. We believe that the case should be remanded to permit the board to apply the standard that this Court has articulated in Singh and Siong, and that standard is where there is prejudice, the next question is whether prejudice has been rebutted, and the way to determine whether the prejudice has been rebutted is whether there is a, quote, plausible ground for relief, or there are plausible grounds for relief. And our position is that the Board should have the opportunity to make the determination based on the record, which is, we believe, a complete record, and perhaps subject to additional submissions by counsel, as to whether the petitioner has made out any plausible grounds for relief on the record before it, in order to determine whether the prejudice under Lozada has been rebutted.
But here the Board said that even if we were to consider the arguments made in the brief, we would conclude that he's failed to make the showing. Hasn't the Board already decided that?
Your Honor, the Board decided with respect to making out under the standard which existed before Singh and Siong. And so now we're saying the Board may conclude the same. It may come to the same conclusion.
But you'll apply Siong and Singh.
But, right, it should have the opportunity to apply.
I don't understand the difference between what difference you're saying.
I don't understand the disagreement between the two of you. I thought you both want it remanded.
We do. We want remand.
So you can apply the standards.
That's right.
Of Siong and Singh.
Correct.
So what's the disagreement?
If that's, then perhaps there isn't a disagreement. That's what we want.
That's what you want, but then you said that's what your opponent wanted also. What do you think your opponent wants?
I'll let him argue that. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay.
I think we do have a slight disagreement here, and I think it's this. The government's position, I believe, is that the case should go back to the Board so that they can re-evaluate the motion to reopen. Our view is that this case should be remanded back to the Board with directions, with instructions that the Board grant the motion, reinstate the appeal, and allow full briefing on the merits of the appeal. It's really a question of remedy.
I guess that is a difference.
Yes, that's it.
There's a difference between you get the remedy you ask for and you don't get the remedy you ask for, you only get a remand.
Right. This is what I believe happened in Siong and in Amarjit Singh. I think that in those cases the court remanded with instructions to the Board to reopen. And we're asking for the same.
But here what the BIA is saying is they haven't had an opportunity to apply those cases to your motion to reopen themselves, and that they want to have the opportunity to do that before we do.
Yes. And there's some logic to that, and certainly I think Ventura would sort of support the government's position on that. At the same time, that's not the approach that the court took in Siong or Amarjit Singh, I don't believe. So,
okay.
There we have it. All right.
I guess we need to stare at them for a while.
Thank you, counsel. Case just argued will be submitted. The court will take a brief recess before hearing the next cases.
Yeah, we'll next time. counted five cases.
They just did Straw.
Oh, they just did Straw?
Yeah.
They didn't do Padilla?
That was, let's see. Yeah, they did this one where they said that it's governed by the holding of the vans in the other case. Kind of ran together. We are next, right?
Do you know who
cases, Alvarez versus, was there any special size to be said?
Yes.
Accepted the order and writing my comments in the news office?
No, I just
want to see the whole thing. Thank you.
Developing an inveterate hatred for America West. Yeah. I was stuck in the Tucson airport about 3 extra hours yesterday because they had a plane that they said, well, it's got some damage, and so they had to replace it with another flight. So we got up, I was 2 hours late, and then when we got into Tucson, it had a bad tire, which had to be replaced. I've been doing this, you know, every couple of months coming over here since I came on the U.S. Attorney's Office, and all those times, the four legs, you know, Tucson, Phoenix, Phoenix here and back, there's only been once in all four legs, you know, there wasn't some delay someplace. I'm going to talk to my secretary about finding some other way to do it, because this is just getting ridiculous. That might be worth doing. Can't be any scarier than America West. Thank you. He had another case in the publication of the House back this week.
Next case.